Welcome to Alumni Live, the podcast. These are conversations with Grand Valley State University film and video graduates about the industry, the film video major, and alumni profiles.
Welcome back to another episode of Alumni Live, the podcast, with two current GVTV board members. We got Isaac Che Rosales here. Hi, Isaac.
Hello.
And Joshua Wiley. How you doing?
Pretty good.
All right, so I was in GVTV from 2008 to 2012, so catch me up on what's been going on since. What is the current state of GVTV?
The current state of GVTV is deciding between if we want to fully commit to short films or if we want to fully commit to broadcasting.
Okay, so fully committing to either short films or broadcast. What are some of the shows on there right now? Are we still broadcasting? What is the media landscape out there?
I think that's our current debate, is most of our content is uploaded on YouTube, and we want to pivot into doing more broadcast stuff that can be played on the television network on campus, because we're switching from short form fiction content into more show-based ideas.
You'd be happy to know that we used to do a lot of shows. So it's very interesting the way things flip and now you're trying to flip back. Currently in GVTV, what roles do you both have on the board?
I myself am the vice president of the club.
I'm the technical director.
All right, so break it down a little bit. What does a VP do, Isaac?
So VP does a huge variety of things. I oversee a lot of productions. I am mostly hands-on with producing. Any sets going on, any productions going on, any meetings and the ideas of shows being put together, I'm there every step of the way until the finished product. So most of my stuff is going to be on set producing. And then our president, Ian Stewart, does a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff with our faculty advisor, Professor Ford.
Joshua's technical director. What does a day in GVTV look like for you?
I'm pretty much in charge of all of our equipment. I run the studio. I have to know all the ins and outs of all of our equipment. Every time we get new equipment, I go over it with Ian and we figure out how to use it to make sure we can train our members properly. Recently, I've also been stepping up to pretty much assist Isaac and be the VP to the VP.
That is so cool. All right, so let's dig a little more into the life of a VP, Isaac. So you're on set, you're working with talent. What are some lessons you've learned working with other people, how to build a team and get that really good product out there?
I think the biggest lesson I've taken away from GVTV in terms of being the VP is that all of our members are scattered in terms of level and trying to figure out the right balance of training new members to feel comfortable in the more advanced roles while also making sure the current upperclassmen are getting hands-on with the equipment and being able to take leadership roles.
I feel like that is going to be the lifeblood of GVTV going forward, making sure that talent is there. It was a big thing when I was a freshman in Grand Valley Television that the upperclassmen helped bring me up and kind of teach me the ropes. Things like that really taught me skills that have catapulted me forward into my current career, which, Joshua, you'd be potentially excited to know that I am currently a broadcast engineer. So in a lot of ways, technical directing out here at Detroit PBS. Tell us a little bit about the tech out at GVTV. What kind of equipment are you using?
Just last semester, we got 3 broadcast URSAs, which was kind of a surprise. I wasn't aware we were getting them. We've been really excited to use those because we're switching into more broadcast shows. We have a Blackmagic switcher board, tons of lighting equipment, some sound equipment. I would say it's mainly grip and electric stuff. An upcoming thing that we're getting, hopefully, is a production van.
No way.
We will have a full mobile production van that will be used for broadcasting live or just doing broadcasts in other locations, which will be really fun.
That is incredible. So what is it like working together? Tell me a little bit about your working relationship.
Working together, it's trying to find the right balance of not handing off too much to Josh while he's still a sophomore and making sure that I'm giving him the right amount of tools to succeed.
So Josh, what are some of the lessons that Isaac's taught you about leadership, about working in GVTV?
The biggest thing I have learned from Isaac is that it's all about communication. He's produced pretty much everything we've made this year. And working with him, I've realized that you need to just constantly be communicating with your entire crew, making sure everyone knows when we're shooting or when the meeting is. Everything needs to be communicated clearly and concisely for anything to be successful.
That is a great lesson that even those of us in the professional world need to learn. So those moments of mentorship, Isaac, is that something you're spreading to multiple people in GVTV?
Yeah, so right now we have a couple sophomores who are pitching and developing shows. And so showing these new kids at GVTV how to run a production that is almost weekly and making sure that content is being pushed out. We're not burning ourselves out too much, trying to find a balance of, all right, you have classwork to do, but you also had a commitment to the club to make this, edit this, and host this show. So what does this balance look like?
Yeah, balance. I've heard that word a couple times now. When I was in GVTV, you know, the balance between classwork, social life, GVTV, other clubs, that balance was really something that a lot of us had to tackle almost every week. What are some time management lessons that you've been learning?
Time management equals open communication with everybody. It is making sure that, like, if we're talking to each other about something, that the end of the conversation is clear. We know what our tasks are, and these things are getting done without me always having to hover, or Josh having to hover, or producer always having to keep a close eye on our fellow club members.
Yeah, taking away those action items. So these projects that you got going on, what genres do they cover? What does the entertainment landscape of GVTV look like?
It's a broad spectrum. I would say, for the most part right now, we have improv-based comedy shorts. It feels like a comedy show half the time, where I'm reading a script about this waiter who just keeps pulling stuff out of his pockets, and it's almost like a Shakespearean type role where he is just like this otherworldly being for no reason. It is like a constant giggle fest of, wow, this script is ridiculous. How do we shoot this? How do we make this in a realistic world and make sure that those comedic beats happen?
Comedic beats are so difficult. Joshua, tell us a little bit about the storytelling in some of those shows. How is making a GVTV show different than something you might get in a class?
It's much more open-ended, where we're pretty much allowed to make whatever we want. There's no restrictions. And I think it's a lot more lighthearted because it's not for a class. Everyone realizes we can just have fun with it, put as much effort as we can into it, and just have a good time. Like Isaac was saying about that waiter one, it was one of the best sets I've been on with GVTV ever. It was such a good time, and it was just hilarious.
That's so fun. This idea of improv and comedy and things like that goes all the way back to the very founding of GVTV. In one of our episodes, we talked to the founder of GVTV. Jillian Austin was the first president of GVTV. And one of the first shows she created was a show called Randomish, which was all skits, comedy, and improv.
It is crazy that the 20 years of GVTV, college students always love giggling at the most random stuff you can think of.
Joshua, do you feel that DNA in GVTV today?
Most definitely. I think most of the members that we get looking to make something is like comedy based. They always want there to be just something that will get a laugh out of the audience in their shorts. And I think it's great.
Yeah, yeah. I know in the years that I was there, we had some laugh out loud, you know, great shows. But we also had some really dramatic shows like Quarter Life, some sci-fi shows, some action shows, things like that. Is that happening still at GVTV?
It is, in a sense, that if you could turn a comedy into a drama, it is there at GVTV right now. I actually wrote and directed a short film that is still being edited. It is about a guy who goes on a date, and it turns out this girl he's going on a date with is a Muppet. It's shot like a drama with this like very gritty, like real sense of the world that it doesn't feel like it is a slapsticky thing.
That is awesome. And Jillian also said a puppet show was in that first couple of years of GVTV as well. So somehow that is also in our DNA. But certainly something else that's like always been part of it, and, you know, something that I value maybe the most out of GVTV was the relationships that I made. One of my best friends in the world, John Sessions, he and I met at GVTV. Adam Burrell was a guy that stood up in my wedding 15 years after we were in GVTV. Tell us about some of the relationships. Joshua, you want to start on this one?
Yeah. GVTV has definitely been very vital in all of my relationships within the film major and even outside of the film major. I came to the school, switched into the film major the week I started classes, and then I was like, all right, I need to make friends. So I went to Fandango and then met the old president, Hannah Scout Dunaway. She was like, we're having a meeting tonight. You should come to the meeting. And then she was just very helpful and like very welcoming to me. I went to the first meeting and met a bunch of great people that I'm still very close friends with.
Wow. Yeah, that openness of wanting more people to join, bringing them in. I think that's a huge value of the organization. Isaac, what are some of the relationships that you've developed?
Honestly, it is crazy. The through line, I could name off 20 former GVSU GVTV alumni that I've worked on like a feature with over the past summer. I've worked on several short films. I've worked on almost every former eBoard senior thesis. It has been very vital to me, and like not just GVSU, but being in Grand Rapids. I'm from Northern Michigan, so like coming to Grand Valley, you know, I'm not a traditional student. So making friends is like extremely important to me. And it's just like a core piece of me now that I know this person from GVTV. So I can vouch that this production is going to be like a solid one. It's going to be fun. And I know that if this alumni is a part of this production, then it has to have quality, because I know that GVTV puts out quality.
Yeah, and I think there's something to be said too about the crucible of GVTV, where we're in the forge together. You know, sometimes 1 a.m. on a Saturday night finishing a shoot, there is an intensity to it too that I think breeds an intensity of relationship that is lasting. Have you had some of those really intense, we're on a set together, we're going to get this shot, we're going to do it together?
Yeah. I mean, GBTV was my first ever time being on set. So that was a really good learning experience. The first set I was ever on was a comedy short called Tape Hands. And it was, we were really fighting the clock and our producer was pushing us to like get a roll on everything as producers do.
That doesn't change in the professional world too. That continues.
I cannot imagine it does. But it was my first time realizing that, oh, it's not just all fun and games. Like we're still working against time and making something. That really helped me realize that that's what that is. But then after the shoot, we all went and got Applebee's and still had a great night. So it was still just a great experience.
That sounds really familiar. I feel like I was on a very similar set in GBTV. Isaac, tell us about some of those tough moments that, you know, forge friendships.
When I had written and directed this short film about a Muppet, one of the big things was, how do I make a Muppet? How do I make this creature that has never existed before? And I have to make it out of mattress foam. I have to ask these club members, hey, can you stay until Kirkoff closes? And we cut out mattress foam in the studio and make these Muppets until the dead of night. Like, I'll get you Little Caesars. We'll hang out. We will put on a movie and we are just going to cut foam together. It is always just like true faith in GBTV. We are going to have each other's backs. We're going to make sure that this production gets done. And it's going to be to the best quality that we can possibly put into it at 2 a.m. the night before.
Yeah.
The cleanup from those mattresses, I remember, was awful. Oh, my goodness. We were Dremeling foam just on the carpet of GBTV studio. And it was such a nightmare to clean up.
There's probably still foam in the studios somewhere in the corner.
Half the mattress is still sitting in the studio.
You're right. It is. It is still in the studio.
Someone will use that for something, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Something that I really hear in that story is this idea of experimentation, which GVTV being kind of separate from classwork, separate from even professional work where it's not budgets, it's not grades. I really felt freed up to experiment with different things, to try different storytelling ideas. Talk a little bit about this idea of experimentation.
I would say that the role that I am in right now as VP and as helping as a producer and all these sets, coming into Grand Valley, I was like, I'm not a producer. People last year were helping me, teaching me to become a producer. I was like, I don't want to do this. This is really difficult. How could anybody pull this off? Coming into this year, I'm like, I can do this. I can do that. I can help out with this. I'm like, oh no, I've been tricked into being a producer. I want to write and direct. Why am I producing a television show about like movie reviews and trying to figure out how to broadcast stuff across a campus? Like, I didn't think I could do this, but here I am figuring out how to do this.
Yeah. Well, and that idea of doing things that you don't expect yourself to do or set out to do, that is something that to this day, I didn't set out to be professionally a broadcast engineer, but when I became one, I was like, oh, everything I've been doing has been kind of this idea of engineering, where I've been figuring out how to make the shoot work. When COVID hit, how we can get things online, how we can get the best quality out of a Zoom recording. But I think it all goes back to that, you know, GVTV mindset, where the scrappy group of people who are going to make the shows and make the shows as good as they can be because we want to show them off. I think that's a beautiful and relatable story you told. Joshua, you got some thoughts on that?
Yeah, I personally have not experimented a whole lot in GBTV simply because...
Hold on. Didn't you say you weren't a filmmaker?
Yes, yes.
Your whole thing is experimentation.
Right, right. But I am a camera nerd at heart. And every GBTV production that I've been a part of, including the first one, I've been on the camera team or DPing it. So on set, I have pretty much exclusively worked with cameras because that's what I love. But like a lot of the stories are usually filled with experimentation. I know last year there was one short and the editor, Evan, we didn't really understand what he wanted with the story. But then once he edited it, it was like a time piece where he was like playing with time and moving time around in the edit. And that was very experimental. And I think it worked pretty well. But it's open. People are free to just come in and experiment with their stories and do what they'd like.
That's really cool. There are some other parts of GVTV that really meant a lot to me, like the idea of being able to get up in front of a bunch of people and pitch an idea. What is the pitch process like today?
It varies whether we're doing a broadcast show or we're doing a short film. Typically with the broadcast shows, the members will come talk to eBoardum. It's like, hey, I want to do this idea of a show. Here's A, B, C, and D of like how I would make it happen. And we ask them, can you make a pitch video? Can you make an example of this? It happened last year when we created the show called The Mitten Players with our current eBoard member, Tim. He gave us an example of the exact show he made, gave us a script, gave us a complete breakdown. And now we're doing the same thing with this new movie review show. The short film side is very different compared to that kind of production.
The short film stuff is definitely more what you'd see in the class here, where you write your script or very close to what is your final script. And then during a club meeting, we have you stand up in front of the club and pitch your entire script to the club. And then if there's multiple pitches, we'll listen to all of them. And then as a club, decide what works best for us, what do we want to do first, and we'll kind of lay everything out and see what our options are.
That is so cool. I think about different ways the experimentation of GVTV has changed my trajectories. Like, I'm out here hosting a podcast, which again, part of GVTV is I was hosting like the special events show. This idea of embracing different roles, trying out different things, it's a really valuable skill that GVTV fosters. Obviously, as VP, Isaac, you've been doing that, which I think is incredible. Like, you have professional experience as an executive of a TV station. Do you think about that as you're looking towards graduation?
It's crazy to think about it like that, because from my perspective, it's me making this short form content with friends and classmates and just like having fun making stuff that they want to make and we want to make together. So looking at it through that lens is really special. It makes me even more proud to be a part of this club and be a part of something that is very special to any university, to be able to have a broadcasting station and have this very open concept.
And that goes all the way back to like what Jillian was doing when she founded it. She wanted to make sure it was student-run, student-approved, like the pitch process. She wanted it to be as student-led as possible. Joshua, how does being student-led, you know, affect the experience?
I think being student-led is amazing. I think that's why so much of our stuff, at least this year, has been leaning towards comedy, because we have so many just funny people in the club. And it allows us to just read a script and sit down and do a table read with no professors looking over us, telling us what's good and what isn't. We just get to decide on our own and trust our own abilities in that process.
That is so cool. Hey, it's Randy. We're taking a short break to tell you about the Morse Cuppy Film, Video, and Animation Study Abroad Endowed Scholarship. The scholarship was established by Bill Cuppy with support from Deanna Morse to help film, video, and animation students with the cost of studying abroad. Alumnus Bill Cuppy talks about why he started the scholarship.
We created this scholarship because experiencing the world and other cultures has been life-changing for us, and we wanted students to have a similar experience during this pivotal time in their lives.
Caroline Hamilton, the 2024 recipient of that scholarship, describes the benefits of the support she received.
I'm a film video major and I have a German minor. I've been studying German for about 8 years now. And so I decided to study abroad this past summer in Germany. It definitely challenged me as a person. I had to figure out how to do things and communicate and just put me out of my comfort zone and introduces you to new things that you'd be afraid to experience because you don't want to embarrass yourself, but you have to just go for it. The scholarship itself, just the almost permission to be like, yes, go experience this, go learn, go see what happens, how this changes how you see the world and how you approach your work. It took the pressure off of me a little bit to just be like, I can experience this and not have to worry about everything else going on. I can just go enjoy my time there and see what I can learn and grow from.
For more information and to donate to the scholarship, visit the link in the description. Now back to the show. So thinking forward to your 35-year-old self, what do you tell them about like what you were trying to do in GVTV? You know, how were you trying to set yourself up for the future?
I think for myself, with trying to set myself with the future, is to find like-minded individuals at Grand Valley who want to make stuff, who want to tell stories. I'm a big believer in storytelling and in the arts. And I think that sometimes the limitations of a university, no matter where it's at, can only put out so much. So GVTV as a whole, being able to put out content that normally would not be made, being able to help these students. I'm hoping that in however many years I look back on this time, like, yeah, I made sure that like these people who normally wouldn't do these roles, wouldn't make these type of shows, got the chance to be able to try to figure out what they actually like.
Wherever you end up in the future, those skills are everything. Team building, collaboration, you know, all of those ways that you're leading this organization is going to be so helpful to you. Joshua, you're sitting there talking to your 35-year-old self. He's complimenting you on everything you've done so far. What do you tell him about what you were trying to do today?
Just remember how special it was that we were able to have this experience and this opportunity to be in this club at this university that even has a club like this. And remember all the effort you were putting in and how special it was to meet all these people and be able to work on set outside of class.
That is incredible. How about we take a U-turn in time here and when we get out of the future and head to the past? What do y'all know about some of the generations that came before?
I'll be honest. For me, I only know up until the pandemic era of GVTV. Once the pandemic happened, there is no before. It's just always like the after. These students, you know, how do they make a man on the street during a pandemic where you can't be within 5 feet of each other? I love looking back at specifically the 2020 era because it's so unique.
I also have not heard much before the pandemic. I think that really just created like almost this divide in eras. But like the second I came to GVTV, it was all like, how are we still recovering from the pandemic? Because they lost so many members and they had to rebuild the club.
You want to talk a little bit about what that 2020 season was like?
From my knowledge, I talked to Hannah Scout Dunaway, the former president, and everything shut down. The club completely closed. And then as things started opening back up, Hannah started that Man on the Street show. And it was the only thing being produced from GVTV. And then once she became president, she started to bring back shows and try to build the club back up.
Wow. Isaac, do you have any stories from that COVID era?
I just know that prior to 2020, they were able to have the amount of memories that they could fill the largest space in Kirchhoff. And man almighty, do I wish that GVTV had that same pulling power into the club. Right now, it's just trying to fill up 10 tables worth of people. And I'm so jealous. They must have been able to put out like a bajillion shows in a year to have that many students working with GVTV.
So like I was in the second generation of GVTV, right? So in that first generation with Jill, she started it as a freshman. The leadership from that time started making sure that the upperclassmen were making sure the underclassmen had mentorship. She was able to build it up from nothing and continue it forward. So I believe that you will also be able to rebuild after the destruction that COVID brought. I think you've got some good plans. As we kind of move forward from this 20-year anniversary right now, 20 years from now, what do you hope GVTV looks like? What do you hope students are doing?
My hope is that they're still doing almost what we're doing and what happened 20 years ago, which is student-run productions made by students for students at the highest level that we can.
I would completely agree. I would hope they're still having as much fun as we are on set and coming up with ideas and just collaborating. I would love for there to be like short-form fiction content and then broadcast shows and a whole mix of shows. Just anything anyone wants to make could be possible. And I hope it stays that way.
That's so cool. Isaac, as a VP, you're a systems guy, you're putting together this organism that is GVTV. What do you see as the growth plan for GVTV? What are you putting in motion today that will help it get to that point in 20 years where everybody's having fun making shows?
Spreading the word and, you know, grassroots is still a thing in GVTV. It's still word of mouth and being able to have it spread naturally throughout the students. And like, it just keeps growing and growing and growing where, you know, we have these different productions happening in different days with different groups of people. We want to make sure that like, it's not just the same 10 people in the same production.
That's cool. And you saying that has reminded me that when I was there, a lot of our shows were produced by people outside of the film major. And even when Jill originally started it, she had multiple majors as part of it, you know, whether it be theater or advertising, or a person in the computer technologies major was making one of our shows. So, you know, that whole thing of expanding it out, I think that diversity of interest and thought really helped us and it becomes a big growing organism.
Absolutely. I would say also like it's still there. Like Ian Stewart is a computer science major. He's not a filmmaker. He loves just being on set. He loves this behind the scenes type of action of just like, I'm not going into the career to be a filmmaker, but I have a passion for broadcasting and technology and filmmaking. The fact that our president is not a filmmaker, but loves it so much that like he's helping run it is just fantastic.
So Josh, Isaac gave us his vision for the future. Do you agree with that vision? Are you going to continue on that policy?
Yeah, no, most definitely. I think grassroots and like spreading the word is very important. And I think currently the next 2-year plan to keep GVTV growing is just being able to accommodate everybody that comes into the club. Because with every single club that I've been a part of on campus, you always get a lot of members like the very start of the fall semester, and many of them slowly dwindle down. But being able to accommodate more members at the very beginning, we'll be able to keep our membership high throughout the year, make a lot of everything that everyone wants to make.
Oh, and it's so fun too. I mean, there's nothing like a premiere night, a pitch night, people coming in with their suits and everything. Like it is a blast. On that note, thinking about, you know, maybe one of the hardest times you've laughed on a set in GVTV, one of the things you're most proud of. Give us some of those the highest of highlights.
I think hardest time I laughed was on a short piece Isaac wrote last year that was about a man who is in love with a Laker line bus. That was my first time ever DPing, so I had to make the whole shot list with Isaac, and it was absolutely hilarious, and we could not stop laughing, and that was definitely one of my favorite GVTV memories.
I have blacked out the memory. I made a short about a guy who fell in love with a bus.
There's a theme here of people falling in love with an inanimate object.
That's GBTV for you. It's just falling in love with an object, I guess.
Isaac, highest of highlights, thing you're most proud of, what do you got for us?
The first time I ever got to really direct anything was in GBTV for this short film I made. I got to make a movie that I wrote and take it from page to screen and see it every step of the way. And if you ever look at any of those pictures from behind the scenes, I am cheese and I am mean mugging with a big smile. I am like just having the time of my life. I'm so proud of that shoot. I'm so proud of seeing these members growing too. I'm so proud to see everybody go off, like seeing Josh working on all these thesis projects, seeing Shannon working on all this, seeing Beth grow into being a filmmaker is just phenomenal. I am so high spirited to see like people coming out of GBTV with knowledge, like, yes, look at you, I'm proud of you. I feel like a dad in this moment, like, oh my gosh, you did it.
That is incredible. I don't think a smile could be any bigger than the smile you have on right now. It reminds me too of a memory that I have. So similarly, like one of the first times I directed anything is the president of GVTV that first year that I was in it was directing a show. And I was kind of like asking him questions, giving him ideas. And at some point he just turned the camera over to me. He's like, why don't you just direct for the day? And that idea of paying it forward, he was, you know, fostering new leadership. And it was the day that I really directed for the first time. It just, man, there's nothing like it. There is something I think really special about GVTV. There's the scrappiness, right? Like sometimes literally scrapping a mattress to make a character. There's the grassroots thing of if not us, then who else, right? We're the only people that are in this club to make this stuff. But then I think GVTV also, it's a voluntary club. So if you are in it, it's because you want to be there and it's because you want to make your stuff better, make other people's stuff better. There's this teamwork aspect to it. So I think it's kind of a synergy of all these different things of grassroots and scrappiness and teamwork and just all of it together. Isaac, does that mean anything to you?
It means the world to me, like every part of me as a filmmaker, me as a storyteller, the foundations that I've learned from GVTV are just exponential. I could trace back how to wrangle a cable, to how to work a camera, to how to make a call sheet, to how do I set up a broadcast channel on a station, like everything that I've learned here at Grand Valley started at GVTV and expanded out and it helped me advance in my classes, helped me advance in outside work, helped me get through school. The foundations of everything came from GBTV.
I would completely agree with that. Almost everything I have learned started at GBTV. Being on set for the first time, making my first ever shot list, DPing for the first time. Like Isaac said, learning how to wrangle a cable the right way, setting up lighting equipment. That has all stemmed from GBTV, and it has made me much more prepared for classes and just it's allowed me to get on thesis sets and Fiction 2 sets. And it's a great opportunity to get your hands on out of the gate.
And I can attest those skills are, you know, professional skills that translate almost immediately into a professional world. As a freshman, I tried to be in the back and then John Trombley brought me forward, put me on the e-board and gave me a camera to direct. And the next year when I was a sophomore, right, like I applied for a part-time job at WGVU Public Media, the PBS station in Grand Rapids. And I remember talking with Phil, who is the VP of content there, and he was like, well, what skills do you have? And I was telling him all the stuff that I've done, right? Directing shows and coordinating shoots and working in the equipment room, like all that stuff. And he was like, too bad you're a senior because we hire really good people and then we lose them right away. And I was like, no, I'm a sophomore. And he was like, what? He's like, we're going to keep you for a while. So, I mean, that like all of these are professional skills that on a resume, in an interview, they become a job.
It's actually crazy you say that because I work at WGVU now. Like, same thing. I've helped direct shows, helped write shows, helped put together call sheets, helped put up the sets, helped with every element almost on a broadcast station. The steps I'm taking are almost similar steps that you took, Randy. Like, it is awesome that GVTV has been able to just push people forward to be better.
A way to think of it is almost like a shortcut or a short circuit around the ladder. The ladder being this thing where you have to start at the bottom and work your way up. Well, with GVTV, you're kind of like leapfrogging all that because like Isaac, you are a VP. Like Joshua, you are a technical director. Like you are already doing the work. Joshua, do you feel this idea of being set up for a professional career?
Most definitely. Yeah, I think GVTV has contributed so much of my experience. My classes, obviously they change every semester, but GVTV has been consistent the entire time I've been here. I'd say it's at least half of my onset experience and even offset, like pre-production, post-production stuff. There's just so much that I've been able to work on and just get my hands on, which I would not have been able to without.
And I think you hit on something really important with that consistency there, because there's something with being out in the professional world, whether you're freelance or whether you're corporate or whether you're on staff somewhere, is you have a consistency of the people you work with. So if a shoot goes bad, you can't just never work with them again. There's this thing in GVTV where it feels like this kind of microcosm for the real world. Isaac, you want to talk about that consistency of working with people over and over again and how that happens?
Consistency is everything with GVTV, because helping everyone has just been step-by-step process. You got to start on step one to get to step 20. Helping everyone get through those steps without the worry of a grade almost. Be able to like, hey, we're just going to do this. If you mess up this shot, you know, it's shaky, it's out of focus. You know what? We'll know better for next time.
Yeah, the first time I ever lost footage was at GVTV. And I think it's significant to say that I was frustrated at the time, and I may still remember that editor who lost that footage. But, you know, like there's something to say like, okay, like I got that under my belt. I know what that's like. GVTV is a safe place to do that.
I think that's why GVTV is so good for learning, because it is the safe space to make your mistakes. Because like Isaac said, there's no grade. The only people holding you accountable is yourself and those within the club. And I like to think we have pretty friendly people, so nobody's going to get like crazy upset at you if you make a mistake.
It's just awesome that Josh and I worked on a show where it just never saw the light of day. It vanished.
Yep.
Like they didn't lose the thing. They just didn't want to print it out because they didn't like the quality of it. But having the experience, we learned how to do a movie talk show. We don't have proof, but we have the knowledge. It's just as important to us.
It's hours in the bank, right? And that's part of what makes a professional person really good at what they do, is just hours in the bank, right? When we're interviewing people at our TV station, we want to know that they've made mistakes and have they solved them. So GVTV being a place where you can make mistakes, I think is really significant and excellent. Thank you so much. And thanks for carrying on the good work of GVTV. The organization's stronger for everything you've done.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Alumni Live, the podcast. Subscribe to our podcast to hear more from our alumni across the industry. Check out Alumni Live on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube for more conversations and networking. Let us know what topics you want to hear our alumni talk about. The Grand Valley State University Film Video Alumni Network is here for you, and we're glad that you're here. Thank you for listening.